Numerous policing agencies had a hand in arresting a man alleged to have been involved in an assault in New Westminster last January. The New Westminster Police Department states that a high-risk arrest occurred in the 12,300 block of 227th Street in Maple Ridge on the evening of Friday, December 30, 2022. The NWPD reports that a suspect, who was wanted on numerous warrants, was taken into police custody. According to a NWPD press release, the warrants were connected to the assault of a woman in New Westminster in early 2022, as well as breaching court-imposed bail conditions, failing to appear in court and evading arrest. We'd like to thank the numerous specialty teams of the New Westminster Police Department who located this individual and coordinated his arrest, NWPD spokesperson Sergeant Justine Tom said in the news release. Additional thanks to the residents and motorists of Maple Ridge, who were patient and supportive as we coordinated this arrest. The press release states that the arrest was the work of several different police teams, including the Lower Mainland Emergency Response Team and the New Westminster Police Department's Gang Suppression Unit, Street Crime Unit, Crime Reduction Unit, and patrol members. Ridge Meadows RCMP were also involved in the arrest. In an email to the Record, the NWPD said the arrest was considered high risk and required the help of the Lower Mainland Emergency Response Team because the suspect has a history of violence, weapons offenses, fleeing from police and not following police instructions. The arrest relates to an alleged incident in New Westminster just before 2 a.m. on January 25, 2022. When New Westminster police responded to a report of an assault in progress in the 800 block of Surrey Street. Patrol members arrived on scene and witnessed a male assaulting a female. Upon seeing the police, the suspect ran into the home and locked the doors. Patrol members attended to the victim while attempting to negotiate the surrender of the suspect, said a January 2022 press release from the NWPD. Due to the suspect refusing to exit the home, the Lower Mainland District Emergency Response Team and Lower Mainland Integrated Police Dog Services were deployed to assist with the arrest. After the deployment of diversionary devices and less lethal chemical agents, the second suspect was located inside the residence and was taken into custody. At the time of the incident, the NWPD said the victim had been transported to Royal Columbian Hospital with serious injuries. Joshua Hall, a 26-year-old Coquitlam resident, remained in police custody as of January 5.